Kendall Wright?
Knee sprain. So we'll just have to see how he's doing day to day. Won't play this week. No, just got to see how he goes from there.
How much of that good news, though?
Pardon me?
Could have been worse.
Yeah, it always came. I mean, when he got hurt, we were hoping it was really something very little, just like he probably missed a couple of plays when he got tackled on the one reception right before the half during the two-minute drive. They checked it out there, and, it just sprained the ligament, and we'll just have to see. That's something you have to wait and see how quickly he heals.
Possible for Pittsburgh?
Oh, I would think so, yes. Yes.
How much is a relief is that? I would think, you know, it's hard off the field. The look on his face when he came off was not – good.
Well, that's the hard part about this game. I mean, that's just, anytime you go out there, especially in the preseason games, or that's the part you're trying to, most teams are, you're trying to hope you can avoid, especially a player like him that we feel is going to have a big year for us. So he was having a really good game last night, was getting open, was running around well. We know he's going to be one of our playmakers, so that's hard. Luckily, again, it looks like something that's not going to be too bad.
How much does that hurt? Obviously, you had a great camp. I mean, how much does taking him out of practice for a couple of weeks maybe hurt his momentum and what he built up here the last couple of weeks?
It's difficult. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he's excited about his second year, excited about the offense, has a great feel for what we're doing. His relationship with Jake is just getting stronger and stronger. The confidence they have in each other, having a good feel for him getting open almost every play. He has that kind of ability. So I think it's hard at first when you know now all of a sudden he's not going to play this week and probably not next week, and then hopefully we'll have him back when the season starts.
How do they mean kind of fill that role a little bit? They mean protect that slot position for the most part.
Yeah, he'd probably be the guy that would get the first opportunity to play in there. Damian's done a great job. He's caught some tough balls the last two games. He's had a good training camp. He's done everything we've asked of him. Yesterday I thought he was, had some nice catches just like he did in the first game. So. We're lucky we have a handful of receivers that we do have that someone else that can step up next week and play more with the first group.
Do you think you use Hunter a little bit more with the first group now?
I just think he'll be in the rotation. I think you'll see him. I mean, I think we'll just, it's still going to be Britt and Nate, and now Damian will play more. Then Hunter moves up, yeah. When someone gets hurt, everyone kind of moves up a little bit, and depending on how much we're throwing the football and what we're doing, then, yeah, he'd get an opportunity. He had a nice third down catch yesterday, which is good for him, and he's getting better in practices. He's had some nice practices last week, and he just has to continue to get better like he has been, and you'll see him out there more.
Other drops you just chalk up as a bad night, or we have to put those
down? You keep moving forward. I mean, we're doing everything we can in practice. I mean, you have to keep doing it, catching balls off the jugs. Concentrate on it. It's all about concentration. Looking that ball in, not letting your eyes get away from you. We had two or three drops yesterday. The big one on the third and three. Kenny had a drop that, is a big time play there on a first and 10 in the first half. We had a couple others that were that were close there too. So you have to make those plays. That's what this league's all about. The receivers know that. They're as upset as anybody when they put one on the ground that they should have caught. And if we're gonna accomplish what we think we can accomplish as an offense, we have to catch those balls.
Last night you thought Akeem just gotten kicked and things were looking good. Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the ankle. So, I mean, again, those are hard to judge. He probably won't play this week, which we figured out last night that he'd probably be a thing where it would take him at least a week to get through it. And so it's just, one of those deals to see how he heals and how sore it is and today. But there's nothing that's concerning where he's going to be out a length of time or anything. So, again, it's just those are frustrating injuries because you just really don't know.
But you would expect him from Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would hope so. Yeah.
Now that you've had a chance to take a look at the film, what did you think of your team's performance last night?
There was good. I think there was some good stuff there. I think we started like we hoped we would. We talked about getting a fast start compared to the week earlier. The offense, got the ball first, on the road at the 20-yard line. I think we drove about 10 plays, down to their end of the field. So we converted a couple third downs during that drive. So it was good to see that. We'd like to finish the drive. We didn't, but we kicked a field goal. So I think we came away that way we hoped. A week earlier, we were 3-and-out and looked very, very tentative. This week, I think it was a lot different. The defense goes off for the first drive. We give up one, the first play that we give up a completion. After that, we on the second down, we have two guys hitting the quarterback, put him on his back. And the third down, we sack the quarterback. Casey has a great move. And beats the guard, takes the ball off the quarterback. So right there, I mean, I thought things were heading to a huge day because we did exactly what we hoped we'd do. We just didn't. Now the hard part, of the frustrating part of the day began then is that we couldn't, a third and three, we couldn't convert. But then we missed a field goal. And then they obviously got some things going on their side of the ball. And again, we got them in some long down situations, but we let them out of it. We had a third and 10 during our first drive. They made a play to convert and ended up scoring on us. The next time they had the ball, the same thing, was a third and 11. So we had opportunities to get off the field. We were getting them in long down situations, but they made some plays. And we didn't, and that's the difference in this league. And on our end, we saw, you know, we were down there kicking field goals instead of finishing drives. So that part was frustrating because a lot of good things was happening, but we just weren't putting points on the board.
On these minutes, when they converted longs, that they converted, was it more on the secondary, a blown assignment there, letting guys get away, or was it lack of consistent pass rush?
Well, I think it was, I mean, yeah, if you say pass rush, because if you sat the quarterback, you don't have to worry about the coverage. But so in those plays, yes, the ball came out on time, so we didn't get a pass. We didn't get to the quarterback on those two plays. But we were in a situation where we should have got off the field with the tackle. We had some technique errors where guys weren't aligned where they should have been, maybe in a better position to make the tackle when the ball was caught. We had a communication error on one that allowed a receiver, again, five-yard passes, they needed to run after catch, and they got on both those plays. So that's the stuff we have to prevent from happening.
So Ramos missed time during camp, and then misses a couple of kicks last night. Are you maybe much more concerned about your kicking game for Pittsburgh than you expected you would be at this point?
Well, I think there's always concern when something happens that normally doesn't. I don't know if he, I don't know his history of his career. I don't think he's missed many balls, you know, let alone missed two of them inside of 40 yards. In that area, he's usually pretty automatic there. So, it's. I think you're always, when you're concerned when guys drop balls, you're concerned when a kicker misses kicks. I mean, we have concerns. We were concerned when we allow third and 10, third and 11 five times in the game. So there's concerns, yes. And so hopefully, again, that's something, again, this has never been an issue before. I'm hoping, again, he gets, you know, maybe a couple more opportunities next week and we put this behind us.
No,
we're fine with our kickers.
When the season starts, do you expect Bernard pretty much to be on the field, a three-down guy most of the time, or is there any chance that George Wilson maybe gets some time in more of the passing situation?
That's something that'll just depend on who's ends up making the roster, how we're put, you know, when this all thing comes together, and who we're playing against, and what the matchups are. I think in preseason you're not as much concerned for that because you really don't know who Cincinnati in this case is going to play, who's out there, what the matchup issues may be. It's different when you're game planning someone and you realize, hey, we're going to have issues here, so we're going to have different packages for different down and distances by tendency. So it gets a lot more, you get a lot more into it, and that's when you make those kind of decisions. I just think because he's been – it was the same thing the first week. I mean, he played with the second group. This week we played the first group through the first half. So he was in the first half once Akeem got hurt. He was playing the nickel end. So in the first half he was out there on – when we were in a third down situation or we were in a nickel defense, he became the other end opposite Morgan because that's usually Akeem's spot. Akeem got hurt in the first series. So he did play about a dozen snaps there. And then the second half he played more of the true end spot to get some reps there for him. Because he didn't get any of those in the first half.
I guess how many snaps for Quimbley, in a game during the season, do you think?
Well, it's just all going to depend on what we have him doing. I mean, if he's depending on what his role ends up being when we get into a real game, if it's going to be the fourth rusher and nickel, if he's going to be part of a three-down package, if he's going to be the backup to Morgan in the base defense. So it's just going to depend on who we're playing against. Tell me reps you'd get.
Don't you think guys like Campbell and Velasco did, guys who were in competition for starting spots, any closer to making a decision for the season if there's two positions?
What was that? I heard the Velasco. What was the first
Campbell
one?
And Velasco.
Oh, Campbell.
I
thought both of them I thought he did fine when he was in there at center. I thought it was, the group, I thought the offensive line in general had a pretty good game for the most part. This week there was no sacks with the first group. Last week we had some issues early when we were a little tentative. We gave up a couple pressures and sacks on Jake last week. This week that went away against a good group, I thought, with the silent count, which is something we haven't – think it's underestimated what an issue that is for offensive linemen when you haven't been through that. I thought we handled that well in Cincinnati. Handled their rush pretty well, their blitzes pretty well with the first group. We ran the ball well. I think we averaged over 4 yards a carry in the first half with the guys. So I thought all that was better. Fernando did, you know, handle things well. He's familiar with our system, so I thought he did a pretty good job. And then Tommy, again, was solid throughout the day. I don't think there was anything that was – I mean, he had the play on him, the two-yard touchdown pass. You wish he played differently and broke that up. He didn't. They made a play on him. But I think overall, other than that, no big issues there. As far as our decision-making, again, that's something we haven't – you know, we're just watching the tape talking about how we're going to handle this week. And then I think that's when we'll start thinking about those types of decisions.
Do you want to start the lineup in game three that you – think you'll start?
Well, we'd like to. I mean, I think you always want it, the sooner the better as far as that. So I think we still have a couple days here, Monday, Tuesday. We're going to do some things. And then before we get into Atlanta, having a full week of preparation. So, yeah, I mean, we'll the few spots where we feel there are some questions with that, then we'd like to lean towards that way of getting the guys out there because, as we all know, the fourth preseason game, you play less time. So this would be the game where you want to get the guys that are going to get a chance to work in the Pittsburgh game out there together.
You have the sequence in the second half where you hand the ball to battle over and over again. I assume that wasn't part of the plan going in. Sort of what was going on right then that sort of evolved out of the action?
Well, I think it's just like in the first half. I thought, I don't know, it was our third or fourth drive where I think we ran eight out of nine plays were runs. And we moved the ball from our 20 down to their 20. So I think you're seeing that if we get something going, we're going to stick with what's working. That's what Dahl went with there. That was the one we ended up having a penalty on Stewart that kind of hurt the drive. Then we had the drop on the third and three. Otherwise, that would have been – we took 7 minutes off the clock, and we were hammering the ball pretty well. That was probably the best period we ran the ball in the second quarter. Same thing happened in the third quarter. I think we got some momentum going, run the ball, and I think the thinking is if we get something going, we get some on their heels, we're not going to give them a chance to recover. We're going to keep going. So I think battle is running well. And we were blocking well, and we needed to get some momentum, and so we stuck with the run.
I think that's the way you'd like to see the combination of backs work, but CJ seemed to struggle a little bit right off the bat, then Green comes in with a different style, it's more effective. CJ comes in after that, and it's more effective as well.
Yeah, I think it's a feel thing. I think we will definitely, there won't be any one way to do it. I think every week will be different. And so I think that's what we were excited about when we got Sean, and getting battle was just an added bonus there with a third another back we feel can come in and handle the load. So I think, you'll see it happen a lot of different ways. And I think when we talked to Sean and we talked to CJ about how this is going to work, that's pretty much the conversation. We'll see how this thing, we're going to do what's best for them, best for the team, depending on who we're playing against. But they'll both get an opportunity to make plays. Yeah, he did a nice job. I mean, for him, these experiences are great. He loves it. I mean, he's just excited about, hey, I'm on the road the first time playing, and he heard, you know, he knows the guy I played against is one of the better defensive tackles in the league, and I thought he was more relaxed right from the first play on, and did a nice job. He pulled well again. We had him pulling on some plays, did a nice job. His protection was pretty solid throughout the day. Always technique things as a lineman you could get better at. I think he had a couple plays where he thought he heard one play and it was a different play, but luckily nothing bad happened on those type of things. So I think it's just a continual learning experience, and he played well. I mean, nice solid game for him, a good experience for him. And just like Atlanta and Minnesota, it'll be two more great opportunities for him so that when we get to Pittsburgh, I mean, he's getting a feel for the speed of the game.
Other than Aaron and Wright, anybody else get dinged up out of the game?
Sierra's right. We had Ropati broke his hand, so he'll have that. I think he's having surgery tomorrow on it. It's something he'll be able to cast and play with. It's just that's going to limit him, obviously, with his with that. It's just going to be frustrating to have that type of injury. But so that's something we didn't find out about till after the game. So that's one, and then I think that's about. And Kendall, you already know about Zach. That was it. I guess everyone else just kind of nicks, nothing major. That's something he could, I mean, preseason, if this is a, yeah, he could probably play if he, this week, if he had to play, I would imagine we wouldn't play him and he'd play the following week.
Which, you know,
change? No.
How much, obviously, got to be his hands well enough to do it, but position, how much does that limit him?
It'll all depend on probably what kind of cast he has on his hand and what it looks like when he gets, the doctor actually gets in there and does the surgery on it. But yeah, it's, I mean, the offense and defensive linemen, those hands are important. So, and I guess all positions are. So, yeah, it's something he could play through, but just a matter of how much it limits him.
Who steps in for him on the defensive line?
We haven't really decided how we're going to handle it. We'll play this week with Atlanta. Atlanta will be a lot of probably more hurry up, so maybe a different type of mentality of what personnel they put on the field. They may be a lot more three receivers, so maybe a different guy. If they play more some two back, then it could be one of the younger guys get a chance to play a little bit more. So we'll wait and see as we get through the week.
Is that the same thing at air spot? Like, I mean, you know what Tim Shaw or Patrick Bailey can do. Do you maybe take an earlier look at a guy like Gooden or something?
Well, it'd probably be Budi Bailey to begin with, just because he hasn't played a whole lot. I mean, we know him, but this gives him a chance to be with the first group. He played, I mean, he took over yesterday and played, and did a nice, solid job. Patrick's not going to make many mistakes. He's going to do exactly what you ask him to do. And, again, he was just basically on base downs. He played that spot, so I imagine he'd be the guy that would start the game in the base package, and then the nickel package would be, you know, Wembley, you know, or yeah, would take over the other spot. Wembley would take over in the four-man rush package. So, yeah.
Mike, being preseason, but the yards rushing that the defense has given up, you know, first quarter through the fourth quarter, big numbers. How concerned are you about it, and how much of it is just the being preseason at this point?
Well, you're always concerned. You want to stop. I mean, I think a lot of two of their big runs was in the second half off of, you know, against younger guys. But they had some runs where they got us on the edge and made some plays. And but, yeah, that's always concerning. You want to stop the run. You know, and our defense takes a lot of pride in that. And so I think it's something we'll continue to work on. And, again, you don't get too overly concerned. It just depends on what kind of plays will we get hurt on. Was the stuff we weren't really prepared for? Who was in it when it happened? So just more schematically, if we were sound, it's about guys missing tackles. And, you know, not getting them down, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's a concern. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we want to, you know, be able to stop the run. And so, but you don't get too caught up in it, but you need to come out and make sure those things don't happen against Atlanta.
Has McCrew put himself in a position, you know, starting the last two, and I'll let you say how he played yesterday, but he put himself in a position where he should be your starter, is going to be your starter on opening day?
Well, I mean, that's still 3 weeks away, but, yeah, I mean, he's right now, yes, he's our starter. Unless something changes between now and 3 weeks. I mean, I don't know what's going to go on with Colin or everything, but for right now, he'd be the starter, yes.
What would have to change?
I mean, I don't want to predict what could happen, you know, with Colin. I don't know if Colin will be practicing this week, next week, so it all depends on how that plays out.
Do you hope that he plays in preseason with
Carver? I'd like him to play. I mean, I would think he'd want to, too. I mean, I think if he's healthy enough, you want to get him on the field. I mean, I think it helps these players to get some playing time in, you know, especially you guys haven't done anything in so long, to where all of a sudden you're in a game and things are going pretty fast for you. It takes a while. Doesn't matter who you are. If you don't play at all and think you're going to step into Pittsburgh and play well, that's not hard. That's not easy to do.
Well, Poku, I mean, end up winning that job by default, or does he win it because he played well?
Well, we think he's played well, but obviously the guy who he was competing against hasn't practiced, so, you know. That is what, you know, that he wanted versus who practiced. I mean, he's the best linebacker that's lined up and practiced every day.
Which of the guys that missed yesterday's game are likely to be available for
this week, you mean? I'm trying to hear a list here. Swanky may have a chance. We thought last week he would. I would assume he's a guy that we're hoping that's out there by the middle of the week. He's, you know, he really wants, I mean, he wants to get out there as much as we want him out there. Taylor Thompson should be okay this week. And then probably Damian Stafford would have a shot at this week, I would think.
Jim Walter get any closer to being able to even practice at this point?
Not yet. No, he's not quite. He's doing things separately, but he's not in that level where he's getting close enough to practice. Yeah, Delaney's a guy that we'll probably start looking at next week, have an opportunity to start doing individual drills and getting involved with the offense.
You say next week, you mean starting tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, starting either Monday or Tuesday, depending on how he's feeling today.
We'll activate him off.
Well, he'd have to if we did that. And so if we feel he's comfortable, he'd probably be one of the days this week.
This is the only time in the preseason you have 7 days between games. Do you structure this like a regular season week then to sort of go through those motions?
Yeah, we will starting Wednesday. So Wednesday will be like a normal Wednesday for the season for us, Wednesday, Thursday, even though it's a Saturday game. These 2 days here, Monday, Tuesday, will be more of working on some things that we need to work on as offense and defense as we get a feel for what our health is as a group coming going to tomorrow's practice. But Monday, Tuesday will be more of working on things that areas of concern, areas of need where we need to continue to improve upon. And then Wednesday would be more getting into Atlanta like we would a game week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be a normal week getting ready for Atlanta.
You mentioned Walker participating on PP. Do you think it's still under Lizzie Green to play in the preseason at all, more likely to play in the regular season?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, originally when he had the surgery, we thought that he'd play at some point, whether it be the third or the fourth preseason game. He's kind of on that schedule to do that. Now just a matter of what's the smart way to go about it. Once he starts actually getting on the field and practicing and running routes and competing against the defense, all those things will affect what's best for him.
And you mentioned a couple guys that could play. Markell, probably a no-go. Kyle McCarthy, a no-go. Quinn Johnson?
Same thing. I would assume he wouldn't play.
Greg Jones?
Same.
Gooden?
Yeah, he should be out.
Barry Ames still slow.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder?
Yeah.
If Delaney doesn't play in the third game, which would seem unlikely, he's just going to start individual. Is there an equation there where you weigh fourth game, is it worth it to get him some snaps, or is it more beneficial that other teams don't see him at all and he's a new toy for you to play with in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think that's the hard part. I mean, we've been part of this before where guys have been, that last game, and some guys really want to play in that game. It's probably going to be talking to him too and seeing. We'll assume by then medically there's no issue. He wants to get tackled or wants to, we need to maybe get him in 12 to 15 play type of thing with Jake and with the first offense in Minnesota. So I could see that being a scenario. But again, if there's any concerns at all, I think maybe he needs a little bit more time since you still have another 10 days before you play. Then we'll just have to factor those things into what kind of week he has this week and really where is he at and does it make any sense to do that? And we won't be concerned about hiding anything because it'd just be a matter of him just getting on the field, running our base offense, and just getting a feel for the game again a little bit. And some guys really want that. I assume Delaney's one of those kind of guys that wants the reps and be out there and kind of get tackled and be tackled, that kind of thing. And then know that he still has 10 more days till we play again. So we'll have to see.
Did that Doyle-Barton situation separate itself some last night?
As far as those guys competing, you mean for the fourth tight end? I think it's been about the same. I think they both. I mean, Barton had a touchdown, which was nice for him at the end of the game. It took a long time to get one of those. We finally got one of those in the game, so that was good. They both played pretty well, played solid. I thought they blocked well in the run game for what we asked them to do, and so I think those guys are still competing. And these next 2 weeks will be real important for those guys. As far as keeping a tight end, you mean?
Yeah,
there's a lot of tough. That's the hard part of the decision making that'll come up here in a couple weeks. Is guys that aren't quite ready, but they'll be ready a couple weeks in, or at certain positions where you're not quite sure where everyone's health is, and all of a sudden you're forced to keep an extra guy at a certain spot because of those things. So you hope you can limit some of those, but yeah, that could be a concern, and along with some other spots where linebackers, where you have guys that are kind of, are they back, are they not? That's the hard part about having a 53-man roster.
Michael Preston making a pretty good impression on you.
Yeah, he's been. I think he did a nice job yesterday. He's on special teams. He's blocking. He's had some nice catches yesterday. Now he's still learning the position, without a doubt, learning the system, but he's been taking advantage of what the reps he's been getting.
Thanks. Send out the full schedule.